Learn all about the denizens of Puget Sound, letting you into the secrets of sea and land life from the tiniest fish to the largest mammal. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire, this show is made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm your host, Ernest Tutt, bringing you Creature Features. Creature Feature special guest today is the brachiopod. Look closely under rocks at low tide and you will find one of Puget Sound's most ancient creatures. Lampshell is the common name for the brachiopod living here. Many millions of years ago, thousands of brachiopod species inhabited Earth's oceans. Now we know most only from fossils. The one brachiopod we're likely to see gets its common name from its resemblance to a tiny lamp. Brachiopods look like little clams, but they're completely unrelated. Their two shells differ from each other in size and shape. Bivalves, such as clams and mussels, usually have two equal shells and a different type of symmetry. And unlike bivalves, a stalk permanently anchors the lamp shell to a solid surface. The lamp shell and other brachiopods are filter feeders like clams, but they filter differently. Opening their shells a crack, the brachiopod draws in water. Inside are two coiled arms with hundreds of tiny tentacles. Fine hairs lining the tentacles trap microscopic food and move it toward the animal's stomach. Some creatures eat lamp shells. Sea stars use their tube feet to pull the shells apart. Crabs pinch chips from the shell's edges and get at the soft body inside. Washington State University Skagit County Beach Watchers brings you Creature Features in partnership with People for Puget Sound. This has been Creature Features with Ernest Tutt.